On the stage show, it's time for Top Shelf. Dubbo-born dancer Bodine Riley-Smith joined Bangarra Dance Theatre in 2013 and he's become one of their most celebrated performers. Last year, Bo won a Helpman Award and an Australian Dance Award for his performance in the title role of Bennelong. He's currently reprising that role in Bangarra's regional tour. So what has inspired his journey as a dancer? Here's what's on his top shelf.
My name's Bodine Riley-Smith and I'm currently a Bangarra dancer and I've been with the company for 6 years. I'm a proud Wiradjuri and Gamilaroi man from central New South Wales and this is my top shelf. Well, the first work is brilliant. A work choreographed by Vicky Van Hoot, who is an Indigenous choreographer and dancer and, you know, a genius in my eyes. When I first met Vicky, it was in my first year at NASDA Dance College, which is a dance college based in Gosford, and it's where I studied, where I got all my training. It's where I set the foundations of who I am as an artist and as a person. She became a mentor to me, and she shaped me the artist that I am. But yeah, I just remember seeing this work and I just thought it was the most incredible thing, you know, seeing a diverse group of people, black people, other cultures, just dance, and her sense of realism, and it was quite remarkable. It was simple, it was very intricate. But yeah, and then full circle, you know, 2 years down the track, I got asked to go on to Convent with her and, you know, tour that show and to work with those people and be totally inhabited with this form. And yeah, I think that was an incredible moment for me and an incredible work. The next thing I want to talk about is a work called ID. It was one of the first Bangarra shows that I saw, and there's this incredible moment within this story. It was a solo called Wiradjuri, and it was danced by Daniel Riley, who's a cousin of mine. And this solo just made me feel really proud to be a Wiradjuri person. You know, it was the first time I saw a Wiradjuri guy, you know, dance. It's only a 3-minute solo, but I can vividly remember, like, I just was so in awe. And I was like, I remember walking away from this solo going, I want to do that. I was still studying at NASDA at the time and I was like, I want to be like him, I can do that. You know, then to be able to take that work and being given the opportunity to perform that solo a couple of years ago, to show my family that and dance that solo with so much pride, it was an incredible feeling. Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I saw a play called The Long Forgotten Dream done by Sydney Theatre Company at the Opera House, and it's a Ngunnawal story based on the repatriation of a great-great-grandfather. This girl, you know, spends 2 years travelling to try and find her grandfather and bring him back home, and yeah, it's quite a beautiful play, but what really got me in this play was just watching Wayne Blair, you know, work his magic, and I found myself just watching him the whole time. Even when he wasn't speaking and somebody else was speaking, I just found myself watching his mannerisms and the way he moved and the way he breathed. And, oh, man, I was just like, it was juicy. Like, it was yummy to watch. Like, I couldn't keep my eyes off him. And then within that, you can, you know, relate that to yourself and your own craft. So it was nice to kind of go back and reflect on that. And it allowed me to rediscover kind of moments in my own craft that I was trying to do at this time. But yeah, like watching him, you know, freaking out, it's like it's a joy. The next thing is a work that Daniel and myself choreographed. Daniel Riley, who is also a Bangarra dancer. We created this work called Miyagun. The word Miyagun is family. There's no actual real English term for it. It's bigger than family. We created it on the Rajri totemic system. In Rajri culture, you have four totems, and that kind of identifies you as a person. Yeah, so within that, you know, it was a blessing to be able to create this work and put that on stage. You know, I have a lot of pride about my culture and my people, and my dream is to bring that to the forefront. But yeah, creating this work and, you know, getting my family involved into creating this work was, you know, amazing. You know, whether or not we're in the studio singing and my auntie passing songs down, traditional songs, to my sister who was learning them for the first time, and watching that relationship grow and blossom, you know, differently, not just from an outside perspective, not just from normal conversations, but through language and through a language that my sister wasn't used to. And then kind of putting that onto stage and allowing people to go on that journey and ride that journey, you know. Every night I just sat side stage and watched the show. Every night, and always had a smile on my face, always watching how open the dancers were to, you know, tell Dan and myself story and our story of our family. You know, it's a beautiful thing to kind of allow yourself to be vulnerable and open yourself up.
This is my place now. Yeah? Thornhill's place. You got all the rest. Wait, move it, Jimmy.
The last thing is Secret River, written by Kate Granville. The play, to me, is about first contact and the struggles of that, the struggles of people being removed from where they have inhabited for, you know, thousands of years, and then, I don't know, watching this kind of new plant grow. What I loved about this play was, you know, I got to see direct language, you know, being spoken on stage, and it was just a beautiful moment to see New South Wales culture being told in a realistic way, and also seeing the flaws in this place, seeing the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, I could relate to it, you know, even though it's a story, you know, set and based, you know, a couple of hundred years ago, you know, that shit still happens today. Oh, I think what really got me was just listening to the language, listening to the rhythm of that, listening to the heartbeat of that. You know, there was a beautiful moment where I think it was at the end of the first act, and they started singing this chant, and I bawled my eyes out, and I've never done that in a play. They were in this line, the blackfellas, and they were just singing this chant in language, and I just bawled and bawled, and I allowed myself to cry and be vulnerable, and it was just a powerful moment. And, you know, that scene still sticks with me. I still think about that.
Dancer Bo Dean Riley-Smith there sharing his Top Shelf. You can see Bo in Bangarra's multi-Helpman Award-winning production, Ben Along, which is touring the Wide Brown Land right now. It's in Geelong from the 21st to the 23rd of Feb, and then dates in early March in Warrigal, Alice Springs, and in beautiful Cairns.